Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, man. This is Zach.
Yeah.
That's
Did you get my text?
No, I didn't get your text.
Okay, well I texted you. I just wanted to let you know. But we're dealing with a lot of stuff right now. And we are trying to take all the information in and trying to figure out which direction we're going in. And my father's been in the hospital for quite a long time. And just now getting better.
Sorry to hear that.
No worries, man. And I appreciate you putting all the effort into it, but right now we just are trying to take a step back and get all the information before we give you guys a call back.
No, you're good, man. Honestly, you know, regardless if we did business or not, I was just honestly checking in on you guys. I mean, you know, we help people for a living, so... You know,
yeah, and that's a blessing. I love that. But we get a phone call every single day, and it's on top of all other 10 other phone calls.
Yeah,
it's so overwhelming.
Sure, man, I understand.
But but thank you so much. And if we want to continue everything, we absolutely will contact you guys back.
Hey, no problem. You know, this is really just a courtesy to see how you guys were doing. And, you know, I know you guys have a lot going on, and, you know, I would love to be able to alleviate some of that. So, I mean, I'm just going to be frank with you because you've been very upfront. I mean, is it the money?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of different things. It's not just the money. It's figuring out what we would have to do afterwards, and we're just not there yet. We have a lot of other variables going on. And if you guys could offer us something more than what we've already been offered, then that's great. That's fine. But it still means that we still have to take the time to decide. So you guys don't, you know, it's not like we're just taking something random.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
Why don't I do this? You know, we're not, you know, just to be frank with you again, we're not a huge, huge company. We're more like a mom and pop shop. But we are very resourceful. And, you know, if I'm hearing you correctly, it's, you know, you got family in the hospital. You got some money issues. I mean, you got a lot on your plate. You got kids to feed. You need somewhere else to go. How are you going to do it? Like, there's a lot of moving variables, as you said. So, why don't I just help you with that? I work within the state in, you know, helping someone relocate.
That'd be great. But I just need a little time so I can actually decide on some things.
Okay, so you're not even fully aware that you want to move 100%.
Yes, that we just need to come to that conclusion first.
Okay. Well, let Gabrielle know as well, I'm willing to put an agent with you guys, you know, someone of our team. That way, when you do move, because, I mean, you said it before, so I'm imagining your really opinion hasn't changed. But I just want to make sure and give you the courtesy of knowing, you know, we were willing to put our hand out and, you know, maybe put a little bit more money in your pocket also with helping you move just because of your situation. And we don't have money growing on trees over here, you know, if we
right.
did, you know, that would be great, but we don't, you know, and I don't deal with preconceived truths.
Yeah.
We just deal with facts and data, and that's how we operate. So, you know, we can, you know, basically get a schedule. I mean, I think honestly the best thing to do for you and your family is, you know, we take over the mortgage, put money in your pocket, and let you rent it out. And this would obviously all be outlined. So basically do a rent back and allow you guys, you know, I don't know, 12 months to find another place. But in that meantime, we would be helping you find and secure something of your desire.
Could you, I'm sorry about things. I do want to hear what you said. Could you at all email me that information? That way I can look at it in more detail because we're driving and everything, but I'd like to hear that offer.
That's completely understandable, and I'll definitely do that. And let Gabrielle know, you know, hope her and doing okay.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Whatever, Chief. What? Just give me your email.
Yeah, I got you. Let me know when you're ready. Ready?
Yep.
It's Brandon Nichols, BRDON, mm-hmm. and then Nichols, NICHOLS,
mm-hmm.
2828, at gmail.com.
And how about your email?
Should be mine for this.
Okay.
And it's just the most, it's one list.
All right. Well, that sounds good, and I just want to make sure I have all the data. So, okay. All right. We'll take it, and I'll send it to you, so that way you can kind of, you know, I'm a visualization kind of guy, so I need to see it. I need to, you know.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. You guys take care, and if I don't talk to you, you know, I'll call next week, all right?
All right, have a blessed day. Thank you.
See you. Bye-bye, Brandon.